Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy, whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage. The Magic Wand should be your go-to with powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns. It's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator.
Hey guys, can I ask you a question? How are your balls feeling right now? Are they super clean and dry? Does your partner complain or is not always willing to go downtown? If so, I've got something for you. I've just launched a new product called Down Under Comfort for my brand Emily & Tony. It's really unique. It's a cream to tapioca powder formula that is designed to keep men fresh and clean down under or wherever they need. And girls can use it too, under their breasts, their lower back, anywhere they want to stay fresh. So help keep this podcast free and your balls dry. Use code EMILY to get 20% off your first purchase. Check them out today at emilyandtony.com. Trust me, and you're welcome.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. It feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com where you can check out all of our podcasts. You can check out our blogs. It's only if you want to have better sex and relationships. That's where you should check out our blogs, our videos, all that stuff. And also sign up for our mailing list, because when you do that, you will receive right away the five biggest mistakes you're making in bed for a man and for a woman. You can select if you're a man or a woman, and you will get that. And you know what? I'm not going to burst your bubble here. I'm sure you're great in the sack. However, there's always one or two things you can learn from it. So that's my free report for you. And also, I will send you my emails, which are very informative, not spammy, and guarantee that you keep having great sex. And you can also always send me questions at feedback@sexwithemily.com and follow me on Facebook and Twitter, which is Sex with Emily, because I love hearing from you. It's amazing. And sometimes we do giveaways and we give you free sex toys and stuff. And who the hell doesn't want that? Right, Anderson?
That's correct.
Except for you don't want free sex toys.
Yeah, every week we go through this. I want the one that looks like a rock.
Oh, you want the Mimi?
The stone.
The Mimi.
No, the rock that chick had in here last week. It looked like a shuffleboard rock or like a curling rock.
Oh, you want the dildo?
Yeah, it was like made out of meteorite.
Do you want a
something.
Glass dildo? See, you haven't been specific enough.
Let me ask you a question. Glass dildo, why is it for the butt?
It can be for the
butt. It's usually for the anus, I've noticed. The glass
no,
ones.
Yeah. Not always. I mean, they're for everything. You can heat them up. You can make them cold. You can use them wherever you'd like. If you'd like to put one in your anus, you can.
To a sex shop once, and all the butt ones were glass.
Maybe there are a lot of glass. There are a lot of glass anal butt plugs. True, because it probably feels really good. But there's also a lot of dildos.
Probably, Emily.
I'm not going probably. To say anything about that.
Do I say too much on the show? Because the wife was asking questions. She's getting dangerously close to downloading
Anderson,
an episode.
You don't say enough on the show. Okay. In fact, I'm disappointed that you don't tell me
That's
enough.
That's what I told her.
She should just listen and know that you say nothing.
I don't know where
disappointed.
It came from. I think that her dad listens or something. Because she's like, are you saying things about
us? Oh, yeah. They always they secretly listen. Like every guy I date is like, I never listen. Then he'll be like, who'd you go out with last night? So people listen and they lie about it all the freaking time.
Who's on the program today?
Oh my God. Our guest is so special. I'm so glad. I'm so honored that he is here. We have Mr. Skin. Hello, Mr. Skin.
Hello, Emily. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing great.
Good. So Mr. Skin is on a world tour right now. He has the Anatomy Awards that are pretty friggin' amazing that we're going to get into in a minute, which is the best nude scenes across the board in entertainment this year.
Yeah, in movies and television. And believe it or not, it's my 15th annual Anatomy Awards.
Wow.
That's really the incredible thing that I've been able to have a career where I can do nude scenes or study nude scenes or present nude scenes for 15 years.
Exactly.
I mean, that's my job.
I know. Yeah. I thought I had a great job because I have like a garage filled with vibrators and I get to talk about sex, but like your job might be almost better. So we got to back up because some people might not know. Some people, don't be offended. They might not know Mr. Skin. So I love your tagline, fast forwarding to the good part since 1999, which I think says a lot. I love your tagline. But explain to me about Mr. Skin, how you got started with it and what it is.
Well, it's a website. It's a database you could go to find any nude scene in the history of film. And the fast forward to the nude scene part comes from the fact that we fast forward to the nude scenes for you. I was talking to Anderson before, and he actually watches whole movies. I do not.
Right, because he's got his podcast. Your podcast.
The Film Vault.
Film Vault,
yeah.
Which
and
is awesome.
Talked about blue is the warmest color on this show as well, because I thought it was apropos because of all the lesbianic sex.
Exactly.
And buttholes that we're seeing.
Right. So fast forward to the good parts. So it's all the nude scenes. Because is that because you think that most people... Okay, so most men... And women, but men mostly fast forward. That's what they want to see.
Well, yeah, that's the whole basis for my website. Fast forward to the new,
right.
to the good
parts. And you just make
it
easier for everyone.
And tell you exactly the times you could go to those nude scenes, too.
So, like, they don't have to rent it. They don't have to do anything because you're like, oh, minute 432. It's all there on your. I love your. So, I hadn't.
Well,
I haven't
one thing,
heard of you-
too, is some of these movies, not every movie, but some movies have a great nude scene that might be a minute long, but the movie itself might be a little tough to sit through. That's the beauty of MrSkin.com.
Right, exactly. Like, you might be wanting to see, like, Charlize Theron naked, and you didn't know that there was 1 minute in a bad movie she did where you could see her or something.
Exactly.
Right?
And that's
and you did that. So how did this become your... How are you aficionado of this stuff? Aficionado of this
You know,
stuff?
I was... ever since I've been a kid, I would tape nude scenes. You know, I would... some people
we're
going
to go back to your childhood in a minute. I'm going to have you lay down and we're going to talk about it.
Right.
Analysis.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Some people would make compilation tapes of hockey fights, let's say. As a kid, I would tape as many R-rated movies as I could, grab just the nude scenes and put them onto a videotape and save them. I was a lot of fun. All the guys would come to my house,
sure.
As you can imagine. And we'd sit there and watch, you know, back to back to back nude scenes, and because of that, I became kind of an expert on the subject. That was the early, start for me. We got cable TV, a VCR. Actually, when I started, I was doing it on Betamax. That's
wow.
How long ago it was.
Okay. So you were on Betamax, and you were just, did your parents come down? Were they like, what are you doing?
You know, occasionally, yeah, we had to kind of, shut the TV off every once in a while.
Right.
But, you know, I would do a lot of this. I would tape at night. I'd go through the cable guide, and back in the day, they used to have, a big black N if there was going to be nudity in the movie. So I wouldn't even know what the movie was about, but I would see the big black N, I would tape it, and then the next morning I'd go through it and edit that particular nude scene onto a videotape. So over the years, this collection grew and grew, and because I watched them so much, had friends over and watched them, and, you know, this is before the internet,
right.
This is before video stores even, where you could go and rent movies. I'd had this stuff, and because of that, I became, you know, sort of an expert and a fan, and I went on my own and looked at magazines and different things to, you know, further improve my, knowledge
right,
and skill. And it was just one of those things that through the 80s and 90s, it was kind of a fun party trick when my friends would ask me questions and
like
ask me
actors. Or like a personal trick, right? Like, was that your, like, masturbation tool?
I won't say I didn't pleasure myself to a
right?
few of these scenes. I mean, it's only natural, but
of course,
I really had.
I almost did. Like, I got caught up on your website, and I was like, "Okay, I'll check this out." He gave me login, and I was there for like an hour went by, and I'm obsessed.
Well,
I was clicking.
It
it's so easy. You're so user friendly.
Emily, our site is very sticky, if you will. Yeah.
And, oh no! Do you know what I watched?
What did
oh,
you
no.
watch? What'd you see?
I mean, I saw a lot. Like, I saw, like, you know, well, of course, like, I saw, like, Jennifer Aniston, Scarlett Johansson. Yeah. I saw, like, Penelope Cruz.
And
like,
that's a what a lot of people do. They'll come to our site and search the big-name actresses, which
that's
is why...
That's where I started.
When you look at the most searched, you're usually going to recognize a lot of the names. But what I really love about our website is we
Angelina Jolie.
Well, yeah, of course you got to go see her. But we make it so that it's fun, so that even if you don't know an actress, we kind of help you. We're like curators, kind of a museum.
We bring
this stuff up from the basement and show you it, get you clicking around, and get you to check it out. Because there's 22,000 actresses at MrSkin.com. It's not just the big names that everyone knows. These are all the actresses in the history of film and television. And it's a database just to find out.
So going back to it, when you say the history, what do you mean? Like, what's the earliest clips you have?
Well, we have, as an example, I have a nude scene from 1932, a movie called Ecstasy, where Hedy Lamarr is naked chasing a horse. And it's, you know, believe it or not, there was nudity in film in the 20s and 30s.
Right.
Then the Hays Commission came, and they really, as you know, watching movies from the 40s, 50s, and, you know, half of the 60s, you rarely saw, you know, you never saw nudity.
Right.
And but believe it or not, in the 20s and 30s, there were actually nude scenes. And we cover that. Anything in the history of film or television, if there's female nudity, we have it at MrSkin.com.
That is amazing. I know. So I got lost. I'm looking at, like, Natalie Portman. I saw some great scenes. Jennifer Lawrence. That must be going – people must be going crazy for that.
Yeah. Well, Natalie Portman did a movie. It was a movie short called Hotel Chevalier, where she did a scene where she was completely nude from the waist down. And it is, even though it wasn't from a movie, it was a movie short,
which is crazy.
It's still one of the most searched pages at our website. Guys love Natalie Portman.
Love her. I love her. I mean,
you know, any girl that was in sci-fi movies or television, they always have a bigger following than just regular actresses from regular TV or regular movies. There's something about the sci-fi guy.
Right. Right.
They're fanatics, and you have something for
every guy, like, whatever their thing is, they could find that person.
Yeah, we even have it at our website, because our database is so large. We started a few years ago this thing called Playlists. And what we do with Playlists is, let's say your fetish is skinny dipping. You like girls in water. We find the best skinny dip scenes. We search our database, pull out the best celebrity skinny dip scenes, and make a playlist. Say it's 30 minutes long of just back-to-back-to-back skinny dip scenes. Or let's say
that's so cool.
You like, you're into balloons. Balloons turn you on. You could search balloons, and we have a playlist for you of the best nude with balloon scenes.
How about, like, threesome scenes?
We got that. The Ménage à Trois playlist is fantastic.
Okay. And what, breasts, large breasts, small breasts. I mean,
we got it. You know, ethnicity. You could be nude on a balcony. We have.
Oh my god.
Yeah, whatever it is you're into. We've made a playlist over the years.
Okay. How about I'm trying to think. You know, sex in a car. I don't know, I'm trying
we
to
have
something
sex auto erotica, as we like to call it.
Auto-erotica. Yeah, oh my god, that's just
so yeah. No, but that's
so
one
yeah,
of the things.
I got really lost here. I did. No, and I'm a woman. Like, I'm not necessarily your demo, but you also have a new site too, which we'll get into. But I just love. I think, like, what do you think it is? Because I just think it's celebrities and you're seeing them naked. But do you think that's what it is? Because there's so much porn on the internet now for free.
Yeah.
So then why is everyone? I mean, why, your site is so extremely popular. Like, what is it about celebrity?
Okay. Like, I always say to people, if let's say that every day you walked into the coffee shop to get a coffee and you saw a beautiful girl behind the counter, and you saw her every day and she's gorgeous and you kind of got to know her, you say hi to her, and now it's been a few months and wow, you know, I love coming in to get coffee. You feel a familiarity. She becomes almost like a friend, someone you're familiar with. Celebrity's the same thing. Even though you're watching Jennifer Aniston on television or seeing her in a magazine or seeing her on the internet, there's a familiarity. You know Jennifer Aniston. So it's
but
like
you don't know her nipples.
Well,
until
you do. In The Good Girl with Jake Gyllenhaal, you can see those. But
right, not
the,
until you're
the point is, but that's what celebrity is it, because it's that familiarity. Just like you would want to see that girl behind the counter now that you've seen for 2 or 3 months naked.
Right.
If I said to you, you could see her or some girl you don't know at all, which of the two would you rather see?
Exactly.
You're going to want to see the girl you know. Celebrity, there's a familiarity and it's you feel like you know them. And it's more exciting to see someone you know naked than someone you don't know naked.
Right,
and that's the beauty.
You know,
and that's why celebrity nudity is what it is.
Right, and that's how you made your business on this.
Yes.
I love it, because like I said, you create these playlists, and it's just so user-friendly. Like, I just thought I would check it out, and I, like I said, I got totally lost on it. But what do you think that you personally, like, learned about sex from creating Mr. Skin? Like, have you learned anything to help your sex life?
Oh, that's a good question. I've never been asked that. That's, I think that, let's put it this way. I've definitely watched a lot of sex. So maybe there's a few pointers or so I've picked up, positions. You see different ways to have sex in different locations that maybe you wouldn't have thought
of.
Oh,
right. Inspiration.
Yeah, like, a little inspiration, right? Maybe...
we've never had sex in the Loveline studio or whatever, like where we're at right now.
She's coming on to you hard right there.
Yeah, wow,
okay.
Cool, but no, I don't... I think just from being around nudity and sex, it's made me you know, a lot more open in my personal life.
Right.
Like, I'm definitely not uptight. And I'll tell you what else. I'm never critical if someone's in, is a foot fetish person or
right.
someone likes, you know, bondage. I am, I, to me, do what you want to do. I have no problem with it. And I think a lot of it has to do with how much I've seen sexually.
Right.
And I'm fine. Whatever turns you on
totally.
Is fine with me. And I think what I do for a living has helped me be that way.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I get it. Because I feel like you're doing the same thing, being a sex and relationship expert on my show, too. And all, you know, the hundreds of emails, thousands of emails I've gotten over the years. So many people want to know, you know, I'm really into, you know, watching this kind of porn, or I masturbate 15 times a day, or I can only have sex with, you know, with my dog watching me, or whatever it is. And I tell everyone, not having sex with a dog, by the way. We don't endorse
You're close.
Bestiality.
You're going down that road.
No, but what I'm saying is that I want to just, they just want to know my normal. I'm like, you're fine. Like,
right.
everyone wants to know, am I okay? And
right.
I accept everything. I really do, because if you have a healthy sex life and it turns you on, it gets you off, and they're not like a problem, like, you know, you're not like not going into the office anymore because all you're doing is stuck on the Mr. Skin site, which I actually can imagine that happening, you're fine. Like, you just want to, and I'm the same way, not judgmental. And you, in fact, create a site so people can feel good about that and
right.
get their rocks off too. So so what do you think, since you've curated all these scenes, how many scenes are on the site?
Oh my God, we probably, if you're talking just scenes, I'd say upwards of 50,000 scenes.
Okay, so what to you, because we're going to get into the Anatomy Awards in a minute, which is his 15th annual, which is pretty amazing, but what makes a great sex scene? I mean, isn't that so arbitrary?
I think how realistic it is. When you're watching two celebrities have sex and it looks like they're really having sex, that's pretty thrilling. And I think like a great example was from the movie Monsters Ball when Halle Berry and Billy Bob Thornton.
Oh, that was so hot.
It was very hot. And as you're watching that, you're thinking, God, are they really having sex? People ask me that all the time. The answer is no.
Right.
I mean, there are in the history of film maybe some times where the actors or actresses were really having sex, rumors and such. But do remember that to actually see them having sex would turn it into an X-rated movie.
Right.
So,
Antichrist.
Yeah. Right. Well, yeah. I mean, we have those. There are those movies now where, you know, Brown Bunny and different things where real sex acts in mainstream movies have happened. But, I mean, I'm talking about when it's an R-rated movie and two celebrities are going at it and people, you know, are thinking, are they having sex? Probably not, but it's thrilling to think maybe they are, and that's what makes a good sex scene where it's so realistic
right.
you think they may be.
And that's why like,
sex.
Porn that's so popular is like amateur porn these days because people are so into, because it seems real, or it is real.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's totally real.
Right.
So what would you say, like, what's the most popular thing on the site right now?
Well,
popular clips, or is it over time?
Well, you know what's funny? It's kind of like what's hot in television, especially. Like, a good example would be there's a show on HBO right now called True Detective, which if you haven't seen it out, it's a fantastic show.
Yeah.
And in the second episode, the series started in January, January 12th, as a matter of fact. January 19th was the second episode of True Detective. A girl named Alexandra Daddario, who had never done a nude scene before, did a sex scene with Woody Harrelson. She got completely naked. The second I saw that scene, I said, this is going to be the best nude scene of 2014.
You just knew
nothing
in
will
that
be.
Moment.
She's
you're
a
that
gorgeous
guy.
Girl. She had like 34D natural breasts.
Wow.
She's beautiful. It's from a great show. She showed her whole body. It was very erotic. And lo and behold, since then, she's been the number one most searched actress at our
See,
site.
This is your skill.
Yeah. Well, I knew it's going to be the number one nude scene, but what I didn't know was how many other people would feel the same way.
Right.
And it's evident because with 22 to 23,000 actresses, whatever we have right now, she's the number one most searched over
wow.
the last month.
I missed it.
Yeah.
That's
well,
what I'm going to do now.
That's one
I
nude scene
home.
You got to check out.
That is amazing. Okay. So and here's another thing I want to ask you. You've been doing this thing because we're going to get into the Anatomy Awards, which are brought to you by Promescent.
Yes.
We love Promescent.
Well, I should say this, that we have for our 15th annual Anatomy Awards, all 44 categories. You could go to our website. It's totally free to check out the pics and the video clips of the scene. And the reason is because Promescent stepped up as a sponsor and allowed us to do this, which is really cool. And we're big fans. It's a topical spray,
right,
to help men who are
premature ejaculators, or they just come before they like. Let's
exactly.
say that. So if you actually go to sexwithemily.com right now and you click on the Mr. Skin banner on the right hand side, it'll take you to it's on the homepage,
yeah,
though, the Anatomy Awards.
Take you right to the front page of our website,
and
you can check it out.
And the Anatomy Awards are still on the homepage.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
because
yeah.
I'm looking at them now and they're super hot. We're going to get into some of the topics. But back to Promescent, like, again, it's not even if you're a premature ejaculator. The thing about Promescent is that if you, let's just say you last for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, but your partner, there's something called an orgasm gap. She takes 25 minutes to have an orgasm. Well, if you spray this on, it's mildly desensitizing. She won't even know you're using it if you wait 5 minutes. It doesn't transfer. And you'll last as long as you'd like. So,
yeah, what's cool about this is one of the first shows I could actually get into detail about what Promescent does. On terrestrial radio, I kind of dance around the subject, but here you can really get into it.
Yeah, exactly. We can get into it. So, yeah, thank you. And also, click on the Promescent banner. As long as you're checking out Mr. Skin, which I know you're all there right now on my website, you should also check out Promescent and see what you think about it, because it's pretty awesome. Okay, so first I want to know, I'm so honored you're on my show because you've also been on Howard Stern recently.
Oh, yes.
Well, many times.
Yeah.
But tell me about, because that's really how it all started for you.
Yeah.
My
career turned, I launched MrSkin.com on August 10th of 1999, and I was about 6 months into the website when I just, on a fluke, was able to go on the Howard Stern show, and it was a call, and it was March 22nd of 2000 when I went on the show. And MrSkin.com was doing okay, but it was kind of dicey.
Right.
It was new. I didn't know what I was doing, whatever. And I went on the show that day, and I'll never forget it. We had so much traffic. This was back in the days when, the site would slow down and crash and all that. Our site crashed. We still had like 1,200 joins that day, which that's 1,200 people that whipped out their credit card, paid you money, in spite of all the downtime and slowness and all that. So I was like,
whoa.
That was a day that like turned it around. And then I got a call after I did the phoner from Gary, Gary Delabate, the producer. And he said, listen, you were great. Howard really dug it. We'd like to have you back. And I remember that phone call. Like, I knew.
That's my dream phone call.
Yeah, it's a dream. It was. And now I've probably been on the show 20 times since, in studio 20 times. And, wherever I go, I could be at a party, I could be at a bar, whatever it is. If someone finds out I'm Mr. Skin, chances are they've heard me on the Howard Stern show. So even the movie Knocked Up, where my website was featured in Knocked Up, Judd Apatow told me, because I was lucky enough to be able to go to the premiere of that movie, he said that he heard me on Howard Stern and that made him think, that's the job I should give Seth Rogen in Knocked Up.
Are you serious?
Yeah,
I owe Howard Stern
like everything, I mean.
See, okay, it's so funny because when I started out saying not everyone knows Mr. Skin, I guess I meant you might not have been to the site and checked it all out, but it is true because I was at a party the other night and someone was like, who's your guest this week? I said Mr. Skin. They're like, oh yeah, that movie Knocked Up.
Yeah.
It's so funny. I didn't realize that he had heard you that day on the show.
Yeah.
If anyone saw it, like he plays someone who, he plays you.
Oh yeah, that didn't come out of thin air. He heard me on Howard Stern.
And he's like, that's the most perfect job for
he said, I remember,
tell me,
yeah, he told me, he goes, I was looking for a job that was funny but also embarrassing at the same time, like how you would go back to tell your parents,
right,
this is what I do for a living. And when he heard that, he was like, that's it, that's
did
the job.
Did he interview you? Did he call you?
No,
time?
They just, well, the,
did
the attorneys
your...
well, the attorneys from I think was it Paramount, I can't even remember now, Paramount hit me up the summer before the movie came out in 2007 and said, Judd Apatow, the guy that did 40-Year-Old Virgin, he wants to include your website in his next movie. And I was like, where do I sign?
Right.
I wasn't stupid. I wasn't going to haggle over that one. So I signed something saying they could use my website. And luckily—
Did they use your – did they
say
Mr. Skin, though?
Oh, my God. I always tell people that there was E.T. with Reese's Pieces was the greatest product placement ever. And I think Knocked Up, Mr. Skin was the second, because he literally, the first half of the movie is trying to build this website. They stop, realize MrSkin.com exists, go on the website, all stand around and go, oh my God, we can't beat this, we're done. And I mean, that's pretty nice endorsement.
Oh my God, see, I saw it a while ago, and this is before I knew you, so I didn't realize that I thought he was just copying your concept, and I didn't know that they actually went and how we're going to beat this.
Oh, no. They went on MrSkin.com.
So how did that improve your business?
Oh, it was up 25% that year, and we get millions of people to the website.
I mean, you've got one of the most popular websites in this industry.
Yeah, and 2007 was our best year ever until last year. And
mouth is like a gape. Right,
well,
now. Yeah.
Think about it. You're right about when you were at a party and someone said Knocked Up, because people either know me from Howard Stern or from Knocked Up. And I got 98% of the population from those two things.
Right. If, so great.
The other 2%, I probably
are they just like they're just like googling like right. Jennifer Aniston naked, right, and they'll right. find that too. I mean, can you do that? Like, is that, do you use keywords like that? If someone, because I'm sure that happens all the time. They're like, I want to know if this person's ever been naked. Does it go to your site usually? I mean,
Well, yeah. Well, now it's to the point for doing this for so long. And my goal initially when I launched the website is I wanted a place that you could go. Like, let's say you see a beautiful woman on a television show, and the show's over, and you think, God, I wonder if that girl's ever been naked. I wanted to build a website where you could go to find out the answer to that question. After doing this for 15 years, it is to the point now where people think
they just know
they
kind of
know, like,
right.
Oh yeah, you're at a bar and you're on your phone, and oh,
it's
gosh,
like the Wikipedia.
Yeah, has right. such and such ever done a nude scene? You go to our website,
you're right.
You find
Everyone
out the
does
answer.
Do. I think that's amazing. So, do you think that certain men or women are drawn to your site versus porn, like on a regular basis? Like, do you think that they've kind of been like, oh, this is really my thing? Like, why do you think that,
yeah,
again,
well,
is it the same celebrity thing?
I can tell you this.
It's just well done and curated and all that, but
I mean, the fact that we get 9 million unique visitors a month, I've pretty much proven that people are into celebrity
That's
nudity,
crazy.
So that I know. Do I think that, I don't think it replaces porn. Like, I mean, if a guy's into porn and wants to masturbate, you know, on his
right.
own, he'd probably go to porn versus going to my website. But if you want to know if your favorite actress or someone you remembered as a
right.
kid watching on television has
it's
been
nostalgic.
Naked, it's cool to go there and find the answer out and have fun at the same time.
Exactly. Because, you know, a lot of people, like, they do spend money, you know, but I think they should, it's good for them to spend money on your site.
I
and
can see it being an adjunct, too. It's like if you're watching hardcore porn and then you wanted to have, like, your favorite actress naked on another, like, tab
exactly.
or something.
Well, I'll tell you what's been great for us is we walk that fine line between porn and mainstream. And
right.
mainstream websites can promote us because it's not porn. And porn sites, and lots of them promote us because we're not competition for the porn sites.
Exactly.
And our affiliates, we have a lot of big sites on both sides, mainstream and porn, that send us traffic, and they make money because if someone joins from those sites, you know, they get paid. And the beauty is that it works from a mainstream site and it works from a porn site because it's different.
Right.
Now, speaking of money, how much does it cost?
Well,
because, I mean, I would never pay for regular porn nowadays. It's just there's too much of it out there free. Mm-hmm.
But he just slapped down his credit card for you, yeah.
Which is sad, you know, but it's true. But yours is such a specialty type site, it would be
yeah.
worth a couple bucks.
Yeah, our website is $19.95 a month, and then we do a bunch of specials where, you know, you could get the site, you know, depending on when you show up.
Yearly or
you could get a yearly, maybe pay sometimes a real special deal. You get it $60 for a year, $5 a month. It depends. It's like walking into a, you know, a store. You could buy a TV 1 week for $300, next week it's $250. You know, it just depends when
right.
you get
well,
there.
I've got a
right.
great idea.
I got a good idea too.
No, I've got a
no,
great
I got
idea.
Because
this is it. This
Here's
is
a
how
way to
people
save
are
some money, and then you can actually use that extra money.
Right.
For
okay. So I've got a way right now that you can all save immediately at least $150, and then you go to sexlemmy.com and click on Mr. Skin and sign up, and you won't feel guilty because I just saved so much money this year. I can't believe how much money I was wasting on my cell phone bill. I mean, I knew that I was. Like, it pissed me off. But, you know, we're all so busy. You get your same cell phone bill every month. There's all these hidden charges. You know, this month I went on vacation. I didn't use my phone at all. And the next month I was traveling and used all my data. So I found Ting, and it changed my friggin' life.
Mr. Skin, have you heard of Ting?
Have you heard of Ting?
No. Tell me about it.
Okay. So Ting, well, first of all, if you go to emily.ting.com, you can check out their savings calculator, which I am obsessed with because even if you're like, I like my plan, Just do this. You go into your savings calculator, and all you do is you enter your usage and your bills for the last few months. So you put in whatever cell phone plan you're with and your password, and they'll automatically access your bill. So then it's like, calculates, and it shows you.
It makes that sound.
In my brain, it does. And it'll tell you, like, oh, you can be saving, like, 100 and some odd bucks. Like, everybody will save. It's Sprint. You can use your iPhone, everything, and you save a lot of money. Plus, you also, like, there's no, like, unnecessary charges. Actually, the more you use, the better rates you get. And if your usage varies from month to month, like mine always does, and it drove me crazy, it doesn't matter. Because, like, the prices are still better.
So it's one of those things where you're paying for what you're actually using.
Exactly.
Which is nice.
They pay, like, according to what you use. So, like, again, if you go on vacation, whatever, like, you're not going to be paying for it all the time because they just, like, have a monopoly on it. So if you go to emily.ting.com, just check out the savings calculator and then give me a call or email me. And let me know what you think because you're going to realize how much you're going to save. Plus, if you use promo code Emily, you will save $25 on your device purchase or you get $25 in Ting service credit to use towards your monthly bill. And I know I've used it. I know I'm using it now and a ton of people use it. It's great service. And it's just like hundreds of dollars that I'm saving just over the last few months. And so if you're like, gee, I really want to look at every celebrity I've ever dreamed about and masturbate them naked, you can just go to Ting and then you can go to sexwithemily.com, click on Mr. Skin and join. And it's like free site. It's
hey,
all
if
good.
If you've had a cell phone for 10 years, most of us have had it for longer than that. You've literally wasted thousands of dollars on stuff that you never use. Minutes you never use.
Right. And
data
it pisses
you never
me
use.
Off.
Yeah. Or overage stuff because they screw you. So this is a page you go. It's great.
Emily.ting.com. Use coupon code Emily and save $25 on your purchase or your credit. And just you're welcome is all I can say because it's going to change your life.
The Anatomy Awards.
Okay, the Anatomy Awards. Let's talk about the Anatomy Awards. These are super hot. I was like looking at them before. So you've got these topics on here. So there's a lot of them on the site. I mean, how many topics are there all together?
Yeah, there's 44 total at the website. And like I said,
And this is free. Anyone can go check
this
out.
All free. And you can even watch a video clip of these too. But I brought along a few some of my favorites so we could talk about and check out.
Let's do it.
A great one. I always like to start out with the best nip slip because this is like a nice launching pad to the Anatomy Awards.
Right, this is nice. We're easing you in.
And we get one every year, and this year was especially good. And I always say what makes a good nip slip is when it comes from someone you know will never do a nude scene.
Right.
And the winner this year from the Emmy Awards was Tina Fey. And
it's
as much
a cute picture of her in this moment.
And she's great. I mean, she's funny. She's a great actress. But she's never going to walk towards the camera completely nude. It's not going to happen. But at the Emmys, she had a nip slip. It was cool. And then she was hosting Saturday Night Live like the next week, and they were promoting it and having fun, saying, hey, you might see a nip slip and stuff. So she had fun with it. We loved it. And that was our Anatomy Award winner for the best nip slip of 2013.
I think it's great. She's the perfect person. Okay,
her nipple's very high. You notice that?
Yeah.
It's high on her chest.
Yeah, I like that.
That is so great. Yeah, it's a cute picture of her, too, like looking down laughing. Okay, so nudecomer of the year.
Now, a nudecomer, Emily, is when an actress is someone that's unknown, but because of a movie role, a nude scene in a movie role, becomes kind of a breakout star. And a great example this year is Margot Robbie, Leo DiCaprio's trophy wife in The Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, so hot.
She was a soap opera actress in Australia. No one knew her. The movie comes out December 25th, and next thing you know, if you go to IMDb and search Margot Robbie, she's like in the top 10 most searched actresses at IMDb. It's because of her great performance and nudity in this movie, and that's a great example of a nudecomer. When people ask me, is nudity bad for your career? And I get asked that a lot. The answer is Margot Robbie.
Right.
You know,
yeah,
I mean, it's
exactly.
Like,
it depends on who you are, though.
Well, yeah.
Did it help Kathy Bates?
No, I've been asked that, too. Like, a lot of my friends when I was starting Sex with Emily, I was like, how do I monetize this? How do I make a living? They're like, just put some naked pictures of you up on your site. And I'm like, I am not going in that direction, you know? Yeah. But then, like, after years of trying to monetize, I'm like,
right
oh, my
now?
God, I should have done. Can we do something after, like a pretend nip slip or something, and then I could go on your site?
If you slip nip. We'll be there.
Okay, you will be there. You never miss a nip slip.
No.
Do you have people like reporting to you too, stuff too, or you've got people on it?
Well, we have our, you know, we have a gosh, we have 40-some people working at our office, not all doing content.
You know, who doesn't want to work at your office, P.S.?
It's a fun place. It's definitely a fun place to work. But, yeah, we get tips, no pun intended, from people that say, hey, I think I saw something. Can you guys check it out and we'll go investigate?
But investigation.
It is good. People do.
We're from the Mr. Skin investigation team. Yeah.
We're very good. We're on top of things. But listen, if someone knows of something that we should check out, we're happy to do it.
Okay.
Doesn't happen a lot, but when it does, I'd be the first to say thank you, and we'll just add it to the website.
Okay. So what about best lesbian scene?
Well, this was great because at the Cannes Film Festival, this movie won the Palme d'Or.
Right.
How do you say that?
Dior. You have to pronounce it.
Yeah, I know. Right. It's called Blue is the Warmest Color. And it's
so hot, the scene.
It has a
it's
lesbian
like bringing
scene.
It all back to me.
Yeah, Lea Seydoux and Adele Exarchopoulos. I've been telling anyone who would listen, this is not just the best lesbian scene of 2013. This is the best lesbian scene in the history of mainstream cinema. You got to understand, this thing goes on. There's 12 minutes of lesbian action. And this isn't two girls just making out on a couch. I mean, their heads are buried. It's 69. It's
right.
Everything
there's
you can imagine.
And heavy scissoring.
In fact, it's so good, the movie got an NC-17 rating, which means it really isn't playing in a lot of theaters here. It just couldn't. There aren't a lot of theaters that do NC-17 films. So I don't think a lot of people have seen this. But trust me, if you watch anything, one scene that I have of the 44 clips, this is the one. Because I really want guys to know this is the greatest lesbian scene in the history of
Do you have the entire clip on your site that people can watch?
Yes.
Because I see the picture of it here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to bum you out, though. But I don't know if you know this, Mr. Skin, but they had to, for some of the scenes, they used prosthetics.
I know what you're going to say.
Yeah.
You know,
aesthetic vaginas, because at least one of the girls is not a lesbian, and she wasn't comfortable with completely licking lesbian.
Oh.
But here's the thing.
So they used fake
vaginas. Oh, my God.
This is out on Blu-ray. We've looked at this.
Oh, so you think it might be a lie. Interesting.
We're doubting that claim because and that clam. We're doubting it because it's when you watch it, let's say they had some sort of a tape or something there. What do they mean by a fake vagina, by the way?
Because I think it's like an inside out flashlight that they just strapped on.
A flashlight, yeah. Maybe.
I don't know. It's you gotta analyze this in high def. We're trying to look for that fake vagina and we don't see it. And regardless, their heads are in there no matter what.
Right.
I mean, their heads
hot,
were between.
It's still hot, and if we didn't tell you this, you'd still be so turned on by it. And speaking of fleshlight, I'm glad you brought that up. It is the number one selling male sex toy.
It's the only sex toy.
It is the only. Well, it kind of is, and it's these amazing masturbation sleeves that actually look like a flashlight, so you could actually leave them sitting around your house and no one thinks.
Don't
that
do that though, especially
why?
If you use them recently.
Well, no, but wash
because
it
what
out
if,
after.
Because what if there's a power outage and like your friend grabs it? Or
right,
your mom's
that would be
over,
a bummer. That'd be a bummer. You wouldn't be able to find your shoes if there was an earthquake. However, the fleshlight is a male masturbation sleeve, and if you go to Sex with Emily and you click on the fleshlight banner there, you can check out all the really cool toys. And I actually gave one to a friend recently. He's been married for like 10 years. And I was like, just tell me, because I got a bunch of them. Like, just tell me what you think of it. Like, I want to know, because unfortunately I do not have a penis, which I always wish I did just for a day to try a fleshlight out. And he's like, Emily, I would divorce my wife if it could cook. And so that's how good he felt about it. And so it's just like, and your partner can use it on you as well, but it just feels like you're actually having sex, and it's tight.
You probably kind of cook. Like, you probably put an egg in there and scramble
it. You can do whatever you want with your fleshlight, sure. So check that out. And also, earlier, I have to go back to this, we did talk about butt plugs. And if you want to get any sex toys at all, which I always talk about on the show, which I am going to bring you a care package, you can go to sexwithemily.com/goodvibes and check out my store there. I recommend the best toys. You can use coupon code Emily and you get 20% off your purchase. And we love Good Vibes. They're all sex positive. They're the toys that you actually want to use. They're not like some crappy toys. I have all the good stuff that I've tried, that I've used, that I recommend if you click on Good Vibes on my site or go to sexwithemily.com/goodvibes. Okay, moving down the list
Can we go back real quick to the prosthetics?
To the dildos? Oh.
I'm picturing Mr. Skin's office with like his 40 employees.
I know!
And they're shooting Blue is the Warmest Color, one of the many lesbian scenes up on a big wall, and they're investigating, like you said earlier.
Yeah, guy's got a pointer. you know?
Yeah, the freeze frame. It's almost like the Zabruta tapes. Like, you guys are really figuring it
for
out.
For sure.
Can I please come on a tour?
Of course.
Do you ever
can.
Give away tours of your office or anything?
Oh, yeah, sure. You're more than welcome. Anytime you're in Chicago, you're invited to the Mr.
I have a family
Skin
friend.
That's where the nip slip will happen.
I have a family friend, coincidentally, who works there. My, like, my mom's best friend. And she's like, he's like a lawyer or something, but he really works for you, but he doesn't practice law. Like, he is, like, upset. It's just, like, his favorite job. He can't believe his luck, which is how probably everybody feels.
He does a great job.
So if this ever doesn't work out for me, I think I would be really good working there, too. Okay, so best breasts.
Yes. Well,
Emily, however you say her last name.
Yeah,
Radzikowski.
Yeah, Emily Radzikowski in Blurred Lines. That's the Robin Thicke unrated video,
so
her
hot.
And the other supermodels. And I always say, by the way, Emily Radzikowski was also in the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. She's had a great year. I always say to people, supermodel breasts kind of always trump regular actress breasts because they're supermodels. They don't need to be great actresses or singers or whatever.
They
just need
to
look
talk.
Great.
Right. Just
and,
don't talk.
Emily Radzikowski is a great example. Her breasts are spectacular. And I was thinking about this, whether you're a guy that likes smaller or bigger, she kind of like would work for either way. It's like a, you know, I think they're really perfect.
They're
perfect.
Like, I
really
want you to touch them right now from this picture. So,
I know.
And again, all these scenes, all these clips are actually on your site. Like, they can look at the pictures here that are really hot.
Yeah, you can follow the pictures, or if you want to sit and watch the scene, we have that available too. But yeah, all 44 categories. We're very proud of this. Thanks to Promescent.
Promescent.
You.
Oh my God, we love Promescent.
Thank them.
Thank them.
And you might
need
some Promescent when you're watching these scenes.
This is what I'm thinking. It's so perfect for your audience if you might be ejaculating too quickly, quicker than you'd like, because you haven't gotten through all 80,000 scenes on a site. You might want some. It's the only FDA-approved treatment for premature ejaculation as well. So more about Promescent also on sexwithemily.com. Okay, wait. Best back burger?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Do you know what that is?
I do now.
Okay, the winner is Sarah Butler in The Stranger Within. She's going for a skinny dip. And for anyone out there, back burger, girl has to be facing away from the camera. And I got to say, in our 15th year history, this is our best back burger ever.
It's like, so you see her lips of her vagina
through her legs,
coming through her lips.
Yes.
That's hot.
Yeah, it's pretty
cool.
So
this, I can't even imagine what was in years past. Back burger. Is a back burger like a known thing, like a camel toe kind of thing?
Yeah, it's a guy thing. I mean,
have you ever heard of back burger, Anderson?
No, I never heard of that.
We made it famous. We made it famous. So anyway, this is something we had a lot of fun with. And I think your average guy that maybe just was watching this movie on his couch and this happened might not have caught it.
Because they're like quick. A lot of these are quick.
Yeah, a lot of this is quick. But my guys go through things, you know, frame by frame, and we can catch this stuff.
I bet there's a lot of overtime in your office. Right? They're like, honey, it's time to go home. It's midnight.
Yeah, right. No, the guys do love to be there. That's for sure.
I would imagine some of these actresses, like maybe this one, didn't know that this happened until she
showed up. Oh,
no.
There's no way. No way she knew this was happening.
Like, do they get pissed, any of them?
No.
Have you ever had anyone come to you and be like, you know what?
I bet actresses tweet they were psyched that they won an Anatomy Award.
Oh, really?
And stuff.
They
yeah.
should
I
be.
I can see that. I can see a future where you actually have this like in a ballroom and it's televised and some of them even show up.
We'll see.
I can see that. But have you ever had anyone, like not necessarily the Anatomy Awards, but like they were pissed at the picture you chose and offered to maybe model for you for a replacement picture?
I mean, what we do is we're documenting the nude scenes in the history of film, right? So if someone willingly appeared in a movie and was naked, we'll have the pics.
I can see someone being upset, like with a look on their face or something. They're like, I'll give you a better one. Never happened?
I mean,
no.
It really hasn't happened.
Speaking of what?
You got anything for the dudes?
For?
Like, do you have, like, schlong?
For gay? We do. Yes, we do. We launched in October a website, Mr. Man. And what, 14 years I'm working on Mr. Skin. I'd have women say, would you do a site for guys, celebrity males? I had gay men say the same thing. And I always kind of felt like, gosh, we have so much work to do, you know, to update Mr. Skin. It's so much. I got all these people working on the website. When would I have time to really properly do another site? But over time, we got to the point where, you know, I have the technology in place, the infrastructure. We're going through movies anyway. In other words, we're watching all the TV shows. We got to go through them, whether a guy's nude or a female's nude. We might as well start grabbing the guy stuff. So about 9 months ago, I hired two guys, and all they did for like 6 months was go through.
Were they gay or straight?
Straight.
Okay.
And, you know, it's just a job.
Just curious.
They went through
Because I know a lot of gay guys who would sign up.
Well, yeah. But they
They'd just be masturbating the whole time. They wouldn't really get to work
done. You'd be like, get some work done. What is all over the computer?
Yeah, but they went through these movies and television shows, and we launched in October. And what's really surprised me is the first 3 or 4 months of Mr. Man has been more successful than the first 3 or 4 months of Mr. Skin.
Really?
Yeah, it's really crazy. So I'm pretty optimistic that this thing is going to be a big success. It's not anywhere near the size of Mr.
Right,
Skin
but
yet.
You never know.
The other thing, yeah, and it's just one of those things where I knew when we build the website it would be great because we know how to do this now. And when you have a site as big as MrSkin.com, you can't take things away from people. And what happens is it's almost like picture a house and you keep adding parts over time.
Right.
But with Mr. Man, we were able to start from scratch and build the website. So whether you're into the content or not, the website itself is fantastic. And there's nothing out there that even compares to it. So I think that has something to do with it. But hey, if you want to see new dudes,
right.
We have
Anderson,
it at
is that why
Mr.
You were
Man.
Asking?
Yeah, I was asking.
Do you want to talk about
Mr. Man? Is what
MrMan.com.
I got to ask you, Mr. Foreskin, was that already taken?
That was already taken. No, we thought about that. But I think Mr. Man is a lot classier. And we acquired the domain and, believe it or not, didn't pay that much. I paid.
Wow.
You'd be shocked at what little I paid. And we launched it. And I'm telling you, MrMan.com is going to be a big website someday.
Yeah. Well, someday. Yeah. Everyone can check that out, too. The women, my female listeners would like this. But I just, like, I was surprised, honestly. Like, I've met you, known each other, like, how much I just I've told you this. Like, I got so into your site. Like,
yeah.
I'm not, I mean, I like women. I'm attracted to women. But I just, I don't know. Well, just the way you've curated it and the way it's
right,
set up.
Well, and also when I started, one of the things, right from the beginning, I knew instinctively that it had to be, like, connected. So there's really three things. There's stars, television, and movies. And I wanted to make it so that if you saw a person in a movie that you could figure out if she's been nude or if she's been from TV. Or if you see someone from an actress from television, you could figure out who she is so that it would all be connected. And when you get to our website, you'll be looking at a big name star and all of a sudden you'll be at a show that you remember, a television show from the 80s.
Right.
And then you'll be like, wow, that's cool. Next thing you know, you're seeing someone that you remember in the movies from the 80s. And
right.
Then it gets real fun because you're like, oh, yeah, I remember her, you know, Mallory from Family Ties.
Right.
Oh, she's done a nude scene. How cool. You know,
right.
She was nude in a miniseries called Out of Order. But, yeah, and that's fun. And you kind of, what's fun for us is to curate that stuff, pull that out, get it to the front, get you searching. And next thing you know, you're on the site for 45 minutes
for
freaking
like
out.
Way too long. I had like a press deadline and I was like, oh my God, I've been on your site for like 52 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have a problem though. Okay. I want to know about this. This is number 9 most nip-tastic nips. Isn't that sort of subjective? What makes a nip a good nip?
These were more because in this instance, we go more with length. Okay.
Like, okay. So
my
that makes all a nip
time
better?
Most nip-tastic nips is Farrah Fawcett. She's like the queen of the nips.
Why? She had great nips?
Yeah, they were. Oh,
right,
yeah,
right,
really
right. Because the poster, I remember that.
The poster and everything. So in honor of her, kind of, we've always done this category, and we always find one actress that has nips that are a little longer than your average nips. And this year it was Laura Haddock from a Starz series called Da Vinci's Demons. And this is a great example. You guys, it's a cool show, but, I mean, you got a lot of stuff going on in your lives. We have to go through Da Vinci's Demons to find the most niptastic
nips. That's a great thing, too, if you don't even want to see the movie. Like, everyone heard, like, Blue is Warmest, Color is Great, lesbian scene, but then also not a movie for everyone.
No.
But if you just want to see that hot scene.
Right.
Okay, so, but are long nipples, is that what you, Anderson, I need your help here, too.
You sound like a woman with very short nipples talking.
No, I mean, they're not short, but they're not like niptastic. They're not like...
You wouldn't win most niptastic nips?
No, and I'm kind of bummed. Like, is that
I'm biased. I used to work at a video store, and I took home a porn one day, and it was some kind of woman with like extra long nipples that looked like E.T.'s finger, speaking of E.T. So any kind of long nips now, I'm turned off.
Okay,
see, so there you go.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to get certain nip surgery or
as
anything.
As long as they're not innies.
No, I like my bras. I'm just wondering.
Are they innies?
Are they what?
Innies?
No.
Okay.
No, they come out. They stick out. I'm fine, but they're not like long and like, you know. Like
no E.T. finger.
By the time you're 50, they're drooping. You don't want the
nips
to be
droop.
They could.
I don't think. You think nips droop? I think breasts droop.
If you got the E.T. finger, they're definitely going to droop over time.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm glad my nips are not niptastically long because then they'd be drooping. That's one less thing for me to freaking worry about.
I have Mr. Skin.
I don't want to win your goddamn award.
You know.
Jesus. Okay. Okay. We have other stuff, but I'm sort of obsessed with these lists now. Monster muff. Like, who has muffs still?
Well, there are women with muffs
no,
these
I know.
Days.
Okay.
But no, that's there's a girl. The winner this year was Gabby Hoffman in Crystal Fairy. It's a movie with Michael Cera. And what's interesting is she was the girl, if you remember the movie Field of Dreams, she was the little girl in Field of Dreams.
Oh, now she grew up to have a monster muff.
Have a monster muff. She's kind of like a hippie girl. And in the movie, even Michael Cera, when he saw her nude, they called her Crystal Harry, which I thought was really funny as a joke. But you don't see muff these days too often. And Gabby Hoffman showing it was definitely the winner of Monster Muff. She actually has had a part on Girls playing Adam Driver's sister on HBO, and she showed the Monster Muff on Girls this season. Yeah, she's showing it all over
the
place.
Do you think Bush is coming back?
I hope not.
Just maybe
Why is that? I'm a Bush guy.
Because that's your era.
I know, but like...
That's
so
your
all
era
of us,
too, kind of? No?
See, I grew up in the 70s and 80s for that stuff, and like, I miss pizza slice.
But
you know?
See, with the muff, like I'm looking at the picture right now, the winner of Monster Muff, which makes it creepy because she's a little girl.
Yeah, that's a little muffy.
Yes. But like you can't see anything. I mean, she could be wearing a bikini made of fur, and you can't tell what's going on there.
If you shave
it away, you're actually seeing the parts.
Right, and a lot of men don't know where the parts are anyway, so it just makes it easier, I think, you know, to find the clitoris, all that stuff. The clitoris, exactly. I did a show on this yesterday. I was on the Ask Women podcast, which is part of Podcast One, and the whole show they were asking me about the clitoris, like we talked all about, because like a lot of guys don't know where that. Well, a lot of women don't know where the hell the clitoris is. So I guess that's another reason why it could make sex better for women and men, because you can actually see what you're doing on there, because it's already challenging enough sometimes for men when they're there. But I do see a trend that there is women having more hair down there.
Yes, it's like a pendulum. It swings back and forth.
But like I know a lot of porn stars, people who got like lasered off, and I'm like, what if the bush comes back?
Right.
What the hell are you going to do then when you can't fucking grow a bush?
I agree.
Right. So you know, okay. What is your favorite one of these awards? I could talk to you for like 16 hours right now. Oh, okay.
I thought a fun one in our 15-year history, we've never had a best albino nudity.
That made me laugh out loud when I was going through them just now.
Lauren Dow's in a miniseries called Top of the Lake, which incidentally, Elizabeth Moss, Peggy from Mad Men, was naked in frontal. Yeah. But this girl is
I'm sorry to cut you off. That was more of a side boob, though, of Elizabeth Moss.
Yeah, it was a side shot, but she was naked. And this girl's a real albino, and she's full frontal. And it's so like stunning because... I've never seen a nude albino,
and I was so
excited to have this as an Anatomy Award this year. Lauren Dow, she's like a New Zealander, so enjoy that one. That's
exactly.
a fun one.
Exactly. And then what else is your favorite one?
Well, I think this year the girl, did you see the best butt? Because that is spectacular if you like girls' butts.
Yes.
It's
Ellen
Holman in Spartacus. It's a Starz series. Unfortunately, after their fourth season, they canceled
Starz. Oh, she does have a nice butt.
She was the Michigan high school long jump champ.
Wow.
And you can see why when you see her butt. It's a weird butt because it goes up. Like
that's good, though. That's hot.
That's fantastic.
Right?
Like,
you want the butt. Yeah, that's a great butt.
I mean, a butt that defies
it's like
gravity.
It's like she's been doing squats since she was born. And then the best fart lighting scene.
I know. Could you believe we had that? That's Toni Collette.
Oh, of course.
In a movie called Mental. And it's like, she's a big name star. I mean, she was the mom in A Sixth Sense. She had her own show, United States of Terror, on Showtime. She's been a ton of things.
And then she's
in a movie. And I'm like, all right. And it's a movie called Mental. I doubt many people saw the movie, but we had to put that in the Anatomy Awards because that's so weird and crazy.
I love all your things here. So what's coming up for 2014 in this year? Is there anything new that we should look forward to? What are we excited about?
Well,
what should we be excited about?
I already
about?
Told you what the best nude scene that I think is going to be for 2014, Alexandra Daddario, but be ready. April 4th, there's a movie called Under the Skin, which will be in theaters. My skin scouts are at the Toronto Film Festival, and Scarlett Johansson plays a alien. And I have confirmation she has three topless scenes.
Wow.
And she's someone that has never done a nude scene in movies or television.
Never.
And we all know she has a fantastic rack. So if anyone's going to challenge Alexandra Daddario this year, it's going to be Scarlett Johansson.
Okay,
so we'll see.
4th.
April 4th. Mark your calendar.
How long does it take for you from screen to getting it on your site?
It depends. Now with VOD, a lot of movies are both released simultaneously on demand and in theaters, which is a great, great thing.
Great for you.
It depends. It depends if stuff was released overseas. It just depends. There's no exact time anymore. It's not like the old days where almost everything there was in theater, then you had 6 months until it was out on DVD. It's not that way anymore. And VOD has a lot to do with it.
Okay. So I'm curious now. So why, what else can I ask you? Oh, is that women, do you have women who go to your site? I mean, I did.
Sure.
But like a lot of women join for site?
Oh, yeah. I mean, listen, it's a known fact. I don't care. Guys will whip out their credit card and pay for sex. Women, not as much. I mean, that's just a fact. We know that. Everyone knows that. But what women enjoy MrSkin.com for is to see, they're just as curious what a celebrity looks like naked.
Exactly.
You know, they want to know, like, what's, you know, they want to see that stuff. And it's interesting. And women, it's fun. And it's good
so
to see
fun.
What the competition's doing.
I was, like,
doing,
turned
right?
on and, like, lost yeah. a day of work. So I loved it. And I'm also, I wanted to know also, what was I just going to ask you, is that they, something about women. Oh, the porn industry. So I'm curious, like, do you think that it's helped you? So do you think that, like, couples sometimes might go to your site and watch this, like, as a, like, I always tell couples, like, porn can be a great way to spice it up. They're like, I never know where to start. And so I think, because a lot of women might have issues with their, they don't ever understand why their partner serves porn or she doesn't know what she likes. I kind of think this could be a good gateway if they just want to watch right. something together.
Yeah, and it's, and, you know, porn might be a little too much to
right,
start.
This
might
like
be
a,
an R-rated way to kind of get the mood
and
going. And then you could always move farther into the porn
thing. I just thought about
thing,
that.
No.
This is like, I'm always trying to think. And like, what about sex toys? Do you have any good sex toy scenes that you include that part of your playlists?
Because yeah, I mean, you got to remember with R-rated stuff, I mean, a sex toy, you know, penetration
yeah,
takes
true.
It
you
over into an X-rate. You know, so yeah, there are still sex toys in movies and stuff, and we do a playlist on that, but we aren't, you know, it's we're really focusing on R and NC-17 stuff.
Right. Okay.
So it's not as prevalent, obviously, as it is in porn
right.
in movies and television.
Okay. Well, I think that's great.
Though, speaking of that, I saw in we have an award this year, which I could talk on your show, and I can't
yeah.
on a lot of shows.
I love it. See, my show, anything goes.
The best pearl necklace of the year.
Oh, I saw that. That's
happened,
a hot picture.
It happened on HBO's Girls, and Shiri Appleby, who had never done a nude scene, Adam Driver was having sex with her, turns her over and comes on her chest. And it was shocking because it was on HBO and they showed the
I'm
semen
looking at
on her
it
chest.
Now. Yeah, it's like a lot of
that
semen.
That never happens.
Is that real semen, you think?
No. I mean, it's probably
it
like Cetaphil
right.
or something. You
right.
know?
It
but
looks
it's like,
so real. It,
you know, in a mainstream movie or mainstream television, that never happens.
Right.
And that was so cool to see that on HBO.
I know.
And
it's a hot picture.
So we knew the second we saw that, okay, that's something. What? And it was like, oh, boom, best pearl necklace.
Do you like sleep
necklace.
At night? Like, but are you over? Okay, so people always ask me, do you even want to have sex at the end of the day, Emily? Because all you do is talk about it, you know? Do you feel like, yeah, I'd rather not like watch porn or watch the stuff, or do you still get, enjoy it?
I still enjoy it when a new nude scene comes out.
You're just as excited as everyone else.
Yeah, I mean, oh, yeah, for sure. And I'm excited on a lot of levels. I'm excited because it's a beautiful woman naked. I'm also excited because the website's going to be able to have this content, and I'm going to be able to share it with people. It makes my job a lot easier when there's great nude scenes because
right.
I'm just here telling you about these girls. And if they were all bad nude scenes, I wouldn't be as excited.
Exactly.
So a great nude scene, that means that's more content for me to
exactly.
talk about on the air.
Well, you've done a great job. And like I said, thank you for coming on the show. It's great to have you.
Thanks for having me.
Everyone should go to sexwithemily.com and look at Mr. Skin. Click on the banner there and you can go to the site and check out the awards and all that stuff and play around. I think you'll really like it. And how else they can find you, Mr. Skin, on Twitter?
Oh, yeah. At Mr. Skin on Twitter.
At Mr. Skin. Anything else that we can just Mr. Skin?
Yeah,
dot,
just
yeah.
Mr.
But go
Skin
to my
and
website
Mr. Skin.com. Yeah,
click
go
on
to
on
Emily's
my site.
Site.
If you care about me, that's what you'll do. And I want to thank everyone for listening to all the shows. Be sure to subscribe either on my website or through iTunes, so you never have to miss a Sex with Emily show again. The last few weeks, usually we do 2 shows a week. We're going to be upping that, I think, to 3 even. I know the last few weeks I had to do some travel, some family stuff went on, but we're going to be having a lot more shows. I read every one of your emails. I love hearing from you at feedback@sexwithemily.com. And find me on Facebook at Sex with Emily and Twitter, Sex with Emily, or, you know, / Sex with Emily, Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff. Thanks, Anderson. And
thanks
so much for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Do you want to last longer in bed? Promescent is the only FDA-approved treatment for premature ejaculation. 1 in 3 men suffer from premature ejaculation, but they don't have to. Go to Promescent.com to get the desensitizing spray that will allow you to have the sex you deserve.
Perhaps play a little game called Just a Tip. Just for a second, just to see how it feels.
Hey, this is Jordan Harbinger, host of the Art of Charm podcast, the number one dating and relationship advice podcast in iTunes.
I'm Emily Morse, host of the Sex with Emily podcast, the number one sex and relationship podcast on iTunes, and it's sexwithemily.com. And this is Just the Tip.
You know, at the Art of Charm, we teach a lot about body language and reading people, but what people don't or maybe don't know is that you can still do this even during sex.
Exactly. In fact, men have to pay attention to what women want during sex. It's crucial because all you have to do is pay attention. Men are asking me all these questions. Did she have an orgasm? Is she really turned on? Well, just look at her. Is she breathing? Does her breathing get more intense? Does her face flush? Does she, you know, is she rapidly puffing? Does a woman start writhing? How is her body moving? I mean, pay attention. A lot of times guys are in their own head. How am I doing? How am I feeling? But if you really open your eyes and you see she's writhing, she's pulling on the sheets, her breath is quickening, her cheeks are flushed, I think you're doing the right thing. Mm-hmm. Keep doing that.
She's not texting.
Pay attention to her body language. Yeah, if she's like texting her BFF, you're probably not doing the right thing.
If you guys want to learn more from The Art of Charm about dating, relationships, and even networking for business, visit us at theartofcharmpodcast.com or check us out in iTunes and follow me on Twitter at The Art of Charm.
And check out the Sex with Emily podcast at sexwithemily.com and on iTunes if you want to have the best sex of your life, that is. Also, follow me on Twitter at Sex with Emily.